Baseball. America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus. Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Leaps and makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Hey, is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show. And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is oh so simple. That's Rocket Can. I can and I will be here with you for the next hour. It's a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening all across North America. The show, people have gone judge crazy. Like, oh yeah, he can go here. You can go there. Well, what I do know is that Judge hit his 60th home run tonight. He is now the Triple Crown leader in the American League. 316 average, 60 home runs, one away from the American League record, and 128 RBIs. He's playing out of his mind. And so it will be any day now, barring some type of freak accident, that he goes out there and he hits 61. And it's amazing. And there's also I don't want to call it a looming threat. It just sounds so bad when you talk about the possibility that he might either A, tie the record on Apple TV, or B, break the record on Apple TV. And Major League Baseball has said, we are not going to change the distribution of Friday's game when the Yankees take on the Red Sox. They will not do it. And so, yeah, there are a lot of people who don't have Apple TV. And it has recently been brought to my attention. And we briefly mentioned this last week. So Aaron Judge might break or tie the record on Apple TV. There's a report now that Amazon Prime, which last week went ahead and streamed and shared its first Thursday night football game, that Amazon Prime Video is also interested in college football media rights. They're taking a look at all the movement going on and all of the new realignments and teams leaving for here and there. The Big Ten, it ain't no 10 anymore. It's just the big whole country. Amazon has been linked to the Big Ten, the Big 12, and whatever the hell is left of the Pac-12. We are really moving into a place and a time, and what a shock here. You may have to stream. And where's the consolidation for all of the sports that we want to see? NFL isn't moving off of a Fox and ABC and NBC. It's staying there. But yeah, one day, I don't know, it could be 20 years from now. Who's to say that everything, forget sports, but just everything isn't streaming? We're a wired society, a wireless society. Shep, do you have any like long-term concerns when you think about just everything going into an Apple or an Amazon? That's just, it's just the way the world goes, no?
It is the way the world goes. I feel bad for the Generation Xers and the baby boomers that have the comfortability and the familiarity that just sit down. It's unreal. And yeah, I hear you. But there's something to be said about just sitting. I mean, like, even when we're, you talked about this in your monologue on Monday, yesterday, the NFL ticket going down. And even Thursday.
Don't get me. I'm looking for my email with my refund.
Right. You among other millions of people. And JR, the other thing is, I'll say this. When you know, the Thursday night football thing, forget the fact that you got a college football guy calling the NFL games, but I don't want to get into that with you.
Kirk Herbstreit.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now, you can't change the channel. Like, that just seems wrong to me. I feel bad for the individuals that are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s that this is not accessible and familiar to. Yes, I do. For us, it's fine because we grew up like this.
Yeah. I had a rotary phone growing up.
Well, so did I, but we also grew up in an age where...
Oh, the changes.
We had the computers before our teenage years. We had access to those, whether it was in a public library, public school...
Yeah. Right. Computers were crap years ago, though.
They were.
You couldn't do anything. Do you still have a floppy disk?
No.
There's a floppy disk somewhere in that studio on the floor there. I know there is.
I don't think so.
Do you think...
No, you haven't been behind the scenes in a long time now, JR.
Do you think that we can find a floppy disk here on this floor?
Is Paul Arzuman in the building? If he is, Zach Martin, we can find something for sure.
A floppy disk. There's a floppy disk here. I just realized there's a Motorola. There's a two-way. There's a BlackBerry. I got BlackBerries at home. They're in a drawer somewhere. But I got a Palm Pilot somewhere.
I remember those.
It's a brick.
But you're gonna bring up Beanie Babies next.
Pogs, Beanie Babies. I have a Super Nintendo in my house. It still works.
I won't get you started on Game Boys.
I have Game Boys, Super Nintendo. I got PlayStation. I got the old PlayStation. Oh, it's hooked up. It works.
Yes.
These things work. They collect dust. I don't play them, but they work.
By the way, I give you credit for holding back on this and being somewhat reserved. Shame on Major League Baseball if they're really going to not just double down but triple down on this. Something that we have not seen clean in 60-plus years. A Yankee doing this to a former Yankee. I get it. You're giving me the money signal. I get that. But come on, JR. This is history. This is why they don't do, you know, commercial breaks during presidential debates. Because this should be beyond monetary gain. This should be America's pastime. It still is to some degree. This is something that... that 90% of baseball fans have never truly even witnessed. This is special. Come on.
Are we surprised, though? We can't. We're not surprised. It's baseball. This is what would make sense. I don't know what these people think will happen, and I get it. Apple TV is paying to broadcast this game. Apple TV does not have to say anything to Major League Baseball. Go ahead. No, they don't have to. They're paying for it. If I buy something, it's mine. It's not for me to share. Now, having said that, this is still a partnership. Major League Baseball can go ahead and approach Apple TV, and who's to say that they did not? They can approach Apple TV, and they could say, listen, we know this is what you paid for, but for the betterment of your long-term investment into the future as well, we're going to ask that you, at minimum, either A, allow the local market in New York to broadcast the game, being the New York Yankees and the Red Sox. Maybe they don't care as much. And then second of all, from there, we're going to ask that you, at minimum, allow us to break in for Judge at Bats on MLB Network. You know, when you have a historic moment, why don't you want it maximized? Why? Because Apple is paying you for it? Is that good for business in the long term? It's not like Apple is hurting for money. And I certainly understand Apple saying, well, this is how we attract eyeballs to us. And this is the part that sucks. Maybe they just don't care about people who won't see it. Maybe this is a deal that they care about for the future and not the short term. And unfortunately, in most businesses, you think about the people who are your customers, not necessarily the people who aren't. And that's always been a problem for baseball, you know, taking for granted the people that actually care. It sucks. Ryan is calling from Rockland County. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
It is high. It is far. Let me tell you, man, JR, it was crazy. I was on the 4 train back. They were chanting Judge's name on the train. They were just going crazy, man. I was at the game. Now I heard the kids gave the ball back. That was, you just ripped up the lottery ticket. I can't believe that. You know, I mean, I know that Reggie's down out in Houston now, but he used to have Reggie, like, go out there. You know, you're going to meet Judge. You're going to get the autographed bat and everything and all this stuff. I can't believe it. I remember one guy, Reggie, went out there for A-Rod, one of A-Rod's home runs. I think it was 400-something. Guy wouldn't give him the ball. It was a little nipping and tucking out there. If I would have caught that ball tonight, the 60th home run, and I know Reggie doesn't work. Let's say Reggie Jackson came out there. I said, Reg, listen, grab a couple of beers and sit with us because Stanton's going to hit a grand slam and we're going to walk right out of here. I wouldn't give that baseball up for nothing, man. That ball starts at a minimum of $1 million. And I can't believe they gave it up. It was crazy. It was bedlam. It was the left field bleachers. That ball almost went into the bullpen, too. If it goes into the bullpen, it ain't worth nothing to the fans. But those 4 college kids, the one kid who got it, I mean, come on. You get caught up in the moment. You know, they bring him right into the clubhouse. He's going to meet Judge. And they just didn't think about it, man. They ripped up that lottery ticket.
Oh, well, what are we going to do?
Well, they're going to do nothing right now. Yeah. But when they wake up tomorrow, after having a few beers at the game and stuff, they're going to say, I just ripped up the lottery ticket. That's what they're going to be saying.
Yeah, they'll get over it.
Nah, you don't get over ripping
really?
Up the lottery ticket.
I don't know. Nah. Maybe it's me. I don't give a damn. But it's okay. All right, Ryan. I think they're in college. They'll be okay.
Yeah, we can help with the tuition, too. The tuition's expensive.
I ain't thinking about tuition. They're thinking about what they're going to do when their parents aren't watching.
Nah, they're going to be thinking about that thing and that $1 million they could have got for that baseball. That's what they're going to be thinking about.
Okay, Ryan. You know? Well, you know, they're young people. They got plenty of time to make that money up.
Not when you get $1 million landing on your lap.
Oh, my God. Ryan, what are you, a criminal? Are you a thief? I mean, are you all about money? I mean, sheesh.
Nah, that's anti-free enterprise when you talk about
that. Oh, my God, Ryan, I appreciate it.
What is Judge going to sign for minimum wage at the end of the year?
Well, he's...
Come on,
well, no,
he's going to sign for minimum wage?
Come on, they
can afford it. Hal's got to come out there with $2 million.
That's besides the point. It's not... We know what Judge makes doesn't have anything to do with the student. You never know, man. Not everybody has the same mindset. Does everybody want a free $1 million? Yes, yes. So are they going to kick themselves? Yeah, oh, man, we missed out. Are they going to joke about it? Yeah, probably. Are they going to kick themselves until they start balding in another 20 years? Probably not.
Well, it would help with the toll coming over the Washington Bridge. I heard they came from Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Going over the bridge has cost a fortune.
Well, Ryan, you got all the money. Give them some. What is the toll? $16 going over the stupid
bridge? I think they should have kept the ball.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Sold it for $2 million.
I get it.
And live merrily after.
$1 million ain't enough for anybody to live merrily ever after. For a lot of people, yes, correct. $1 million will go a long-ass way. I'm thinking about a lifetime. I don't know what these kids will be doing. For a lot of people, it's not everybody. For a lot of people, especially in the New York metropolitan area, man, I don't know. These kids might be bankers. They might have $1 million that they can make on their own volition over the next 20, 15 years. I don't know. That's just me. I prefer to make it the hard way, and maybe I'm on drugs. I'd prefer to make it the hard way. Oh, baseball fell in my lap. Here's my free meal ticket. I want to sell it. I don't know. I'm not into memorabilia. I'm not into stuff like that. I don't care. I don't know. I'm in a different position. I can't say. Kyle is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, can you hear me?
I hear you, man. What's up?
Hey, man. So, a lot of times I don't agree with you, but I will say.
We got Boomhauer here.
Stuff, hey, no big deal. No big deal. No big deal. I love you, man. I love you. But what I'm saying is, okay, with the streaming stuff, I live down in Baltimore, all right? We got to deal with Masson. I don't know if you know all about all that Masson stuff.
I do. Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. Yes, I know.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. It's the worst, man. Like, literally. Okay, you took
Kyle.
The reason there's no
Kyle.
Fans in the stadium right now.
Kyle, Kyle, are you calling me from a walkie-talkie?
I might be. Can you hear me now?
It sounds like I need to hear the beep, like you're going to call the police on me.
Oh, sorry, man. I'm in my car. Can you hear me now?
No, it's bad. I'm sorry. I got to put you on hold. I don't want to be that much of a jerk. He's still here. It sounded like he called me from a walkie-talkie. Like I was waiting on the little chirp and the beep. And then like I was supposed to bleep him back. And then it's just like, what are we doing? And walkie-talkies are nice. That's what he sounded like. I don't know what the hell that guy was saying. All I heard was mass, and I'm like, yeah, I know.
Domain Title 9 said the state resource code, but I tell you what, man, they're tight.
Exactly. Let's talk to Rich. Wait, he's calling from Chicago. What's up, Rich? Oh, I don't know where the hell Rich is at. Hey, Shep, the guy who caught the ball, he's a college student, right?
Yes, he's 20 years old, CCNY college.
It's a community college in New York. Yeah,
he's a freshman. He was in the bleachers. He's done a bunch of interviews since. I will say, I don't think somebody who's been working for 15, 20 years gives up that baseball.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're both in agreement on that.
Yes, we just heard a caller.
Yeah.
It's like, I get it.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, you give up the ball. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's going to kick himself. How old is he? 19, 20 years old?
I believe he's 20. Yeah.
It's not at the forefront of his brain. He's not thinking about his mortgage.
Well, the brain in the human, a person's brain is not fully developed until the age of 25 years old.
Yeah, but that's besides the point.
No. But to your point, the only thing he's thinking about is, what does a Yankee fan do in this particular moment?
Right.
And when you talk about the Yankees, the only player that's given you a semblance of joy, let alone all the joy he's given us this season, has been Aaron Judge. So you're thinking about, you know, you go back into your inner child, if you will, and say, you know, the Jeters of the world, Reggie in late 70s, Mantle in the 50s, those guys are mythical. Aaron Judge has now reached that iconic stature. So if you are 25 and younger, you want to see your heroes happy. And so you give them home run ball number 60. You and I, we're keeping that baseball. And in conjunction with those great players, we're saying, by the way, we want to keep the baseball, but we want to include you in this. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I probably wouldn't keep the ball.
You really wouldn't, truthfully?
No, I'd probably do something more charitable with the ball.
That's okay, yeah. but you leverage the baseball to find a way to create some kind of balance and do good for society, but you would leverage the baseball to the utmost way possible.
Yeah, but I make the Yankees and them be down, so it wouldn't be so much about, hey, I got this ball, ha, 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 ha. Like, I know the people. It's different. My perspective is different.
Right.
I know the people at the Yankees. I know the community relations people. I know the people in PR.
What's his name? Jason Wright? You know what I'm talking about? He's really good at what he's been doing it forever. I know that.
Jason Wright? Who the hell is that?
No, Jason Zillow. Who's the Yankees?
Zillow is the, yeah, he's at the top.
He's
of the
main
chain.
Guy, and he's been doing it forever.
Yes.
And he gets back to everybody with a no thank you. Maybe you're different. The rest of us guys, he'll always get back to us and say, sorry, we can't accommodate. Thanks for thinking of us. He's like the Raymond Ritter of the MLB.
I was just at Yankee Stadium a couple of months ago, and we were there, and we were doing work with Special Olympics. And
That's fair.
You know, so it's a little bit different. Like, I don't give a damn about no ball. And this is me personally. I don't give a damn about the ball and how much money it could make. You know, I can go ahead and go make money. If I can go ahead and catch a stupid home run ball and turn it into good for other folks, then I'll do it. That's not everybody's thing. And I'm not mad at anybody. It's all about money. Everybody got bills to pay. But the 20-year-old who caught the baseball tonight, what is he thinking about? He ain't got no mortgage. This guy doesn't have a mortgage. He probably doesn't have kids. He's not thinking about his next meal. Yeah, sure, he's in a community college. He probably got a meal plan or ticket.
By the way,
yes.
If there's one knock that you can really put against Aaron Judge this season.
What is it?
Unlike that Pujols guy at 42 in St. Louis, when they caught 697, Pujols said, no, keep the baseball. It's going to be worth a whole lot more to you than it's going to be for me. I'm shocked that Judge didn't take that same position.
We don't know that.
I'm a little we do know that.
We know what?
Judge just signed autographs. He gave autographs to this kid Kessler and his friends, but he didn't push back and say, "No, this is generation cuz Aaron Judge is very wise and he is flawless in terms of how he treats the public and the media alike."
That ain't no knock.
You don't think so?
No, that's not his play. Who cares? I mean, that's up to the individual. What is he supposed to be? Is he supposed to run around be the moral police for himself and everybody?
No, but I do think when you're an Aaron Judge or an Albert Pujols, you understand that you're one of one. You teed off Pete McCarthy with this. You talked about billionaires. Pete McCarthy took the bait. He says, by the way, speaking of future billionaires, Aaron Judge went for number 60. Yeah. Aaron Judge is going to, at some point, on or off the field, accumulate over $1 billion.
Possibly.
I think he's maybe. No, he will.
No, there's no guarantee there.
Aaron Judge isn't going to be a billionaire when it's all said and done? The way the players make money today in professional sports?
He's likely to sign a contract that will take him through the rest of his baseball life. So that's not a guarantee.
Fair enough.
That contract will be sub-bill. Can he go ahead and take his money and earn it in other places to do it? It's possible.
But JR, you don't see him doing something like a Tom Brady deal? Because Aaron Judge is charismatic. He's captivating.
What is a Tom Brady deal?
When you don't do a broadcast one day in your life and a network is willing to give you $375 million for 10 years.
That's difficult to predict. And that does those type of contracts for broadcasting don't exist in baseball. They exist in the NFL. NFL makes more money than any of these other leagues.
That's fair. That's fair, too.
So
That's a good point.
We have no idea. His contract is not going to approach $1 billion. It's going to have to come in a different space and way. But what Albert Pujols did was great. It's nice. I'm not going to call that a knock on Judge. You know, anybody can go and do it. I'm not. It's like me walking down the street and you gave the homeless person a dollar. And I walked by the other homeless person and said, I'm not giving them a dollar. And now I'm getting knocked because I didn't give them a dollar.
You were going to host Fordham Kids tonight.
Yes.
And if you gave them an opportunity, like if they came up with a great point during a break and they said, you know, JR, you should say this, you would be the type of person to say, you know what, you thought of it. You get on the mic. You take advantage of this national platform that I have and you
but
say it.
That doesn't mean that anybody else who wouldn't do it is.
But I see Judge in that same vein that I see you, that I see Pujols. That I see people like that understand there's a larger civic responsibility they have in that role.
Hey, cut the crap, man.
I'm not being serious.
I'd rather kick old ladies across the street, okay?
Well, you and I both know you've never kicked anyone in your life.
In third grade, listen.
Okay, well, everyone does something in third grade they're not proud of.
He broke my crayons. I put my foot in his ass.
That's fair. Were you coloring the rainbow in our class?
The rainbow?
Yeah, that's what we did in third grade.
Coloring no damn rainbow.
What'd you guys do in third grade art class then?
We took that big sheet of paper and colored with paint. Oh, you were rainbow.
All right, I thought you were beyond that in third grade, but okay.
Nah, I don't know. Third grade was a long time ago. How old is somebody in third grade? 10?
Third grade. Well, we turned 10 in fourth grade.
Oh, I don't.
So
I don't know.
Only reason I know is because I taught. So eight and nine is what you are in third grade.
I don't know.
Gotcha.
I remember.
But you might have been five because you're like a prodigy, though. So maybe that's why your ages are off here. Nah, maybe I don't know. Nah.
Listen, I remember the Melanie. I like Melanie in third grade. Hey, Melanie, if you're listening, where you at? Probably married with kids right now. Melanie, come find me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. If your name is randomly Melanie, don't hit me up. Melanie knows who she is. She's probably not here on CBS Sports Radio. You are, though. And I'm going to go ahead and take a break and get back to more of your calls. Think about the streaming. Think about Judge. And damn it, yeah, there's football too, but it's Judge-a-mania here on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Melanie.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, obviously, it's Judge-O-Mania. All rise. Instead of the nonsense he said, shop, well, here comes the judge. Don't play it. Thank you. We had a guy who called us, and I don't know what the hell he was saying. He sounded like he called me from a walkie-talkie. Like he was checking in instead of calling in on a phone.
Man, look, it's like I'm trying to get out of this box, man. Say, whoa, man. Yeah, play tug of war, man.
Yeah, all that. Let's see if this guy sounds better. Kyle is here from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Are you there? Did you call me from a phone or a walkie-talkie?
Yes, sir. I called you from a phone. Can you hear me now?
You did what?
I called you from a phone. Can you hear me now?
Oh, man, you did. My little old Skinner, did you even hold anything?
All right, come on, man. Come on. Yeah, come on, you can hear me.
Yeah, I think I can. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Sorry about that, man. I was just telling you, basically up in Maryland area, all right, we love our Orioles up here, all right?
I heard.
And I'll tell you, like, the way they're doing Masson and the way they're doing our games is, like, they black out some of our games and you cannot see them. And it's almost destroying the fan base. Like, it sucks. Like, we love our team when we win. All right, if they win, we'll be there. That's all they have to do.
So
just
the games,
win, we'll be there.
The games are being blacked out completely locally. Or are you talking about they're not on Mass and you have to watch them elsewhere?
What I'm saying is they're being blacked out locally. Like, I can't watch them on Masson. I can't watch them on anywhere around here. It's literally, like, you cannot see them unless you have the streaming service.
Oh, well, that's different. I wouldn't go so far to say it's a blackout. Typically, blackouts take place when there are not enough fans in the state, but that's a whole nother explanation. They're still available to watch. You just have to stream it. They're still there. You can watch it.
I get that, but you're coming from a traditional base of literally Baltimore and Maryland, where literally we all watch it literally locally, like grown up, all right? And then we're at the point now where you're not offering that ever. Like, it's gone. Like, that whole thing is gone. So you're telling us, like, literally we have to go out and figure out where we got to watch all these games.
Yeah, it's
– and then that, you're not gonna offer a local option like football.
Yeah, that's correct. It's dumb. I mean, I'm sorry for not using a more eloquent word or giving you a better description. Yes, it's dumb. But the fact is, it's the games are available, and baseball. Look, they've been slaughtering themselves for years when it comes to catering to their A, existing audience, and then B, more importantly, growing a future audience so they have fans into the future. And so, yes, this is a massive misstep, and it's not something that is exclusive to the Baltimore area or just the Orioles fans. It's taken place just all over the country, man. And this is the world that we live in.
Hey, understandable. I mean, we can't stand here, and I know it's not. I'm pretty sure it's everywhere else, but like. I don't know what the Peter Angelos family is doing or what they're doing, but literally you're doing a disservice to literally the entire community around here because it's bad. We need it back local.
It goes back, and thank you, Kyle, for calling from Maryland. It's bigger than that, man. It's Major League Baseball. It's the rights agreements right out of the box. It's what it is. I mean, we can't go back in time. It's a matter of technology. We're going to bring back three channels? We're not going back to that. Michael is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, Mike is listening to everything except for himself. Damn. What a great job. He's playing me. He's listening to me. He didn't want to talk. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to talk. Right after the break. And then we're going to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just wanted to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everyone at Fordham University for allowing me to come through and just drop some knowledge with the students. It's always a great time to hang out with them and just kind of share a little bit of what I know or don't know. And thank you to Special Olympics and Experian for participating and just making the media for the movement tour happen. Drexel University in Philly. I'll see y'all next week. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get your calls on the board before Amy Lawrence comes through at the top of the hour to take over. Let's go to Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Anytime you say Calgary, you just got to drop the whole thing. Let's go to Chris. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hello, Calgary. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead. Yeah, you're live.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, what I really like is the Baltimore Ravens this year, huh? They got one hell of a quarterback. And how come nobody kind of revels him in that era? That's what I'm wondering. Because I got him on, you know, my ticket. Eh? I want to just hear your cue on that.
Well, I like Lamar Jackson, and thank you, Chris, for calling from Calgary. I like Lamar Jackson, but a lot of people don't because they don't believe that a running quarterback, quote-unquote, can go out there and deliver a team a championship. Even though Lamar Jackson the other day they lost on Sunday. The Dolphins came back, and Tua just dropped a hammer on him. Lamar threw three touchdowns and I believe 338 yards. And he rushed for another 100-plus and had a rushing touchdown, his first one, surprisingly, since I believe last September. I like him. A lot of people in Baltimore absolutely love him, and I think with good reason. We talk about Aaron Judge getting ready to be paid. What is Lamar Jackson? What type of money is he going to make at the end of the season? I have no idea. David is calling from Pittsburgh. I think he's back now. You're on CBS. David, what's up, man?
Hey, JR. Hey, just wanted to say, Pirates fan tonight, and that game tonight left a mark on us. But even at that, just admire the way Judge, not only what he does, but how he does it and how he goes about his business. Because he hits that home run, goes around the bases, head down, and it was obviously a momentous home run. He's tying Babe Ruth. Then when he gets in the dugout, the crowd's yelling, and they get him to pop up out of the dugout, and he didn't stay long. And I'm struck by what you've said about him, and he says it, and what you get with him, what you see is what you get. He only cared about winning. They weren't winning at that time. And just how he handles himself, and even on the Pittsburgh side, our announcers tonight remarked the times that he grounded out, how he hustled down the first base line. So I'm sorry we lost the game tonight, but I'm pulling for him, and I just think the how he goes about things, you can't help but admire him. So even though the game didn't turn out well for us tonight, he's just a joy to watch, and he's a credit to the game. And then very quickly, I just wanted to mention, too, before I hang up, Maury Wills passed away on Tuesday. So I just wanted to send out some prayers his way and condolences to his family. And, you know, obviously, I missed that part of the game with the base stealing of the 60s. And I admire Judge because he hits for power, but he doesn't strike out a lot. So just wanted to give him his due. And he's a joy to watch, even though he and his teammates did my team in tonight. And I thank you for taking the call and have a great evening.
Well, thank you, David, for calling from Pittsburgh. That was an excellent call. He was able to get all his points in, even put in Maury Wills. Unfortunately, he passed away. We learned this as well. National League MVP in 62. Yeah, he slid in everything. And he did it in an efficient way where I could actually hear him. I appreciate him. Chris is calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, much respect. Love the show. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
So many topics to talk about tonight.
Okay.
Aaron Judge. I mean, I'm from Cleveland. We want to talk some Browns later. But I would love to. But I'm so psyched. I'm pumped. I want to see a record broken. Everyone from coast to coast should want to see a record broken. And it goes back to Roger Maris, 61, and real homers, and much love for Barry Bonds. He did it real, too. And
what?
I don't even know
what does
where
that mean?
Judge is at, but I'd love to see the record broken.
What does that mean, Barry Bonds did it real, too? Like, it happened, yes, but what does that mean?
Well, if you watch back when Roger Maris, he caught a lot of criticism, and he didn't have a lot of fan support at the time. And I always felt that way when Barry Bonds was breaking the record, too. Like, it was always negative. He never got a lot of fan support.
Yeah, but what does it mean? I'm not asking you about Roger Maris
sure.
or a comparison.
Sure.
When you say that Barry Bonds did it real, too, what does that mean?
He came to work strong and silent every day, brought it quietly every day, hit dingers every day, and he never was the fan favorite. He had a lot of criticism, but he brought it
Why?
Every day. He focused. I just watched Barry Bonds. It was just the impression I got. He came to work every day. He hit home runs.
Okay. That's what it means to do it real, too? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a self-admitted jerk.
I don't know. He brought it every day.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't get a lot of fan support and across the country there was some negativity, but he kept bringing it every day.
Yeah,
he hit home runs every day.
He admitted that he brought a lot of that upon himself. I mean, yeah. He didn't get fan support, but he was out there just being a jerk to the fans and the media. Oh, but he didn't get a lot of fan support. Well, what, chicken or the egg? Jamie, caller from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
JR, I listen to your show every night as I drive home from the casino. I work there.
Nice.
But you are the Stephen A. Smith of the radio. And that being said, here we go.
Wait a minute.
My point, you're already cutting me off.
I am. Because
come on, man.
Be quiet.
Why people call in then.
No, well, you could do two things.
You shut up.
I didn't tell you to shut up. You can either hang up or you can stop and listen. What a guy here. He's still on the line, by the way.
Called in. I've been listening the entire time.
Be quiet.
No, I've been quiet. I've been listening to you.
Well, be quiet. Listen.
I know all the other listeners can relate.
Stephen A., he's still here. Man, this guy was in middle school. He had to tell him to be quiet. He's still here, by the way. You're the Stephen A. Smith of the radio. Stephen A. Smith started on radio years ago. I will tell you this. I'm interrupting you because I think this is something very important to share with anyone, okay? I am JR. Of the JR Sport Brief, not Stephen A. Smith or of the radio. This man was on ESPN a long time ago, and he's doing what he does on TV. I am JR of the radio, of the JR Sport Brief show. Let's see if this guy, Jamie, can actually have a conversation, or whether he went, JR, you shut up. You're cutting me off. What, am I the only person that'll talk to you tonight, Jamie? What are we doing here? Watch this guy insult me. It'll be fun. Let's see what he does. Stay tuned. Yes, Jamie?
Real quick, I just wanted to...
Oh, what happened? Where did he go? Yes, what happened, Jamie?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
So real quick, as a Ravens fan, unfortunately, after a season.
Oh, I don't know what happened to him. Jamie.
Hello.
Yes, you're live. CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, sorry about that. So real quick, my only point real quick, because I know you're short on time, is I know as a Ravens fan, how the Ravens team has been constructed, Eric DaCosta, the current GM, who was under Ozzy, I'm just wondering, like, where that fell apart.
Hello?
Do you... God bless.
A blast. What happened to him? Shep, I don't know what happened to the guy.
In all seriousness, I can say on the record, you're a much nicer person than Stephen A. Smith. I don't think you love that comparison. Is that fair to say?
Oh, well,
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
I've met the man as well.
Right.
I mean, we're two totally, completely opposite people.
Very much so.
Well, he's black and I'm black. And
nope.
He's also 20, 30 years older than me.
But I mean, you guys are just much different. You have much different styles. I mean, you're about as chill as they get on the radio.
Yeah, I'm not out here yelling at him. I do, but I'm not like this guy. His nickname was Screaming A. Hold on. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Proudly sponsor Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. The members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. The Defensive Player of the Day is the guy we just spoke to. This man called and said, "Hey, JR, you shut up." And then he's telling me sorry 3 seconds later. I'm like, I don't know if that's defensive, offensive. I don't know what the hell that is.
The personality was good.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing here? One call, he's telling me to shut up. And look how much fun I have. A guy called me on my show and told me to shut up. And what did I do? Nothing. Listen, I'm going to sleep well at night regardless. Call and tell me to shut up. I'm going to actually find it hilarious. Like, come on, I don't care.
That's the magic of the night because Aaron Judge is also going to sleep very well tonight.
Yeah, he's going to sleep well. I'm going to sleep well. Shep is going to sleep well. Everybody's going to sleep well. It's like Oprah giving away cars. We're handing out, not melatonin, but I'm going to sleep great anyway. Listen, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm leaving. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you all so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. We'll be back tomorrow, a top six list, like I do every Wednesday into Thursday. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm moving, I'm going. But Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Yo, be cool, be smooth.
Baseball. America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Lynch makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus. Baseball. America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Lynch makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening? It is.
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Ready to improve your bottom line? The Room can match you with a top financial analyst. Trusted by small businesses, startups, and entrepreneurs, The Room's virtual financial analysts are highly trained, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and matched to fit your needs. Drive business growth with a virtual financial analyst from The Room. It's like listening to all the financial podcasts rolled into one. Get started today at trytheroom.com. That's trytheroom.com.
Baseball, America's game.
Of the most dramatic moments in the history of sports.
It's about connection.
Lynch makes the catch up against the wall.
And now, with Apple TV Plus, Friday Night Baseball.
She is gone.
Comes home.
Is this happening?
Friday Night Baseball, streaming on Apple TV+.